With the federal election rapidly approaching, numerous groups are encouraging people to get out and vote. This includes those within the 2S LGBTQIA+ community, and specifically drag artists across the country. In St John, drag performers including St John Pride President Alex Saunders and Treasurer Vivian Myers-Jones are ambassadors for Drag the Vote, an initiative launched by queer advocacy organisation Queer Momentum. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Saunders about the importance of people using their right to vote and their involvement in the initiative.
Queer Momentum, they basically start campaigns that keep the fight for equality, like, moving. The Society for Queer Momentum wanted to enable us to be able to go out to our communities and say, you need to get out and vote. So, yeah, it's basically getting all of the drag performers who historically have been... So we serve a couple different things in our community. We're fundraisers. We like to be on the front line of the protests because we give them kind of like a... We're like a big glittery buoy to get all of the, like, nastiest to focus on us instead of, like, the kids or our trans community. Performers all over the province have been making, like, videos and graphics and just, like, informing the public of their choices and, you know, reinforcing getting out there and voting, doing things like posting the dates and your poll locations. So I'm focusing a lot on the West Side and St. Stephen, St. Andrews, wrapping up around Grand Bay, Westfield, and then somewhere into, like, Upper Sussex. So that's where I'm mostly concentrating. There are some people doing shows and things like that. Vivian has been on the trail back and forth. If she's not here trying to get people out to vote, then she's in America protesting, standing up for yourself, or, like, making sure other people vote is so easy. It's as simple as, like, bringing up the conversation with your friends and your family. So just little things like that. It's about showing you the average everyday, because people are like, oh, my vote doesn't count. Oh, my vote doesn't matter. To say that your vote doesn't matter is so ridiculous, because it always does. So if you're not getting out and voting, like, they'll roll back all of your rights. It can spiral wildly out of control. And we are getting to see the biggest, most strong nation in the entire world collapse underneath its own weight of incompetence and just people not caring. A lot of people are voting strategically, because right now, a lot of the people that we see in New Brunswick have been staunchly and very loudly against the 2S LGBTQI+ community. I would rather vote for a party where I felt that where I was disappointed with them, and I felt that if I stood up and told them that, they would at least listen, than vote for a party that it doesn't matter how I feel about anything and we vehemently disagree about anything, but they also would never hear me out either. We kind of have to be strategic about it, and I hate that we have to vote strategically. I really think that we should get rid of the first past the post system and work towards electoral reform. You have to put in so little effort to get factual information from so many different sources, and people don't do it, because they'll go and they'll just look up their biases and then they'll discredit everything else. I think that any person who has spent any modicum of actual quality time with a trans person and has actively witnessed the gender dysphoric struggle, you have no idea how it affects people. That they cannot comprehend the science behind it just goes to show me that the people that think that way, they're actions and their thoughts and their feelings are not rooted in compassion. They are rooted in cruelty and malice. I worry for what's going to happen if certain outcomes happen, but I truly believe in the thoughtfulness and intelligence of the Canadian people.
I did want to ask about whether you have any kind of information you can provide to people who either are gender, kind of like expansive gender, their gender expression may not match their ID and so forth.
I think that as long as you can provide them with an ID or a piece of mail and an ID that like proves your address, they mostly just check your ID to make sure that you're in the right riding. You should be okay. And if you're not, message me at contact@sjpride.ca and I will go right to the head of our provincial government. I will talk to her and bring it right to her. So I'm not sure, but if it does come down to it, message Pride and I will look for a solution as much as I can.
More information about Drag the Vote can be found at dragthevote.ca, and general information about the election can be found at elections.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.